Why do we come to Mass? That's a very basic question, but yet it's a very important one. And there's a lot of different answers that you can give to that question. You could say prayer, listening to the Word of God, hearing a great homily by a priest, reception of Holy Communion, giving praise to God in song, and being in community with each other. And if you listed all of those things or thought of all those things, you would technically be correct. There's nothing wrong with any of those answers. But the main reason that we come to Mass every weekend is to worship. It's to worship. Now, that's probably not the most popular answer or the answer that always comes to mind for most people. And one of the reasons for this, I think, is that it's not the most action-packed of all the other answers that I mentioned. Meaning, in the other answers that I mentioned, we're doing something. Or at least we feel like we're receiving something. We're trying to get something out of it. Whereas when we worship, we're really just being. But this is how the Magi approach our Lord in the gospel that we hear for this morning. These astrologers who come from the east, these Gentiles, follow the star of the Lord. And what they represent is the Gentiles, the opening up of all of God's people, of the message being proclaimed to all the nations that come to do him homage. And specifically, they come from the east. And the east, directionally, has a very important component in Christian worship, because it's the orientation of Christ's second coming. In fact, many ancient churches are built facing east as a result of this, and priests can also face liturgical east during Mass to be able to offer and help with that worship. But then, after seeing the star, they go to visit Herod. And Herod has an evil plot in his mind, whether the Magi really recognize this at the beginning or not. But then what happens is after they leave Herod, they go to visit the Christ child. And they bring him three gifts. Gold, which symbolizes the royalty of Christ. Frankincense, which is used for temple worship. So you can get a sense that there's something being greater that's being worshipped here. And myrrh, which is used to anoint bodies, which is pointing to Jesus' passion and death. Then after they offer these gifts, they pay homage to Jesus, and they lie prostrate and worship him, giving him really the ultimate homage. Then, after they worship the Lord, they have a conversion experience. They are warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and so they leave by another way. So what happens is they have this experience where they encounter God in worship, in just paying homage to him, which then leads to a conversion of heart. They turn away from the evil that was planned by Herod, or even just turning away from their former way of life, from coming from the east and being astrologers or whatever they were interested in, and then turning towards the Lord. They make this commitment to go by another way. Now, we don't know what happens to them after that, but at least there's this commitment. There's this turning away, turning towards something good, something new. And that's the model for us when we come to worship. We turn away from evil. We turn away from sin and death, and we return with our whole hearts to the Lord when we come to Mass every Sunday. That should be the goal anyway, to have that worship experience, to come and be with the Lord, but then to be converted once we leave. This week as a church, we celebrated the funeral Mass of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. And I think most people can agree that he was a man with an astounding theological intellect. He wrote numerous books and articles and homilies and encyclicals and other documents as Pope, and every time you read one of those, at least I was always blown away by what was in them. One of the works that I read over the summer and into the fall that he wrote as a cardinal, it's probably one of his most famous works, is called Spirit of the Liturgy. And in that work, makes a lot of points in that work, but one of the major cases that he makes is that we need to return to the primacy of worship in our liturgies, making that front and center, especially when we come to the Mass. And that worship is really about reorienting ourselves toward God. And that if we have right worship in our life, then we can have a right relationship with the Lord. And when that happens, when we just come, when we just be with the Lord, when we set ourselves in that right relationship, we make God the center of our lives, that will radiate out to the other parts of our lives. The Lord will work in that way. And that's why the Sabbath is so important in the Old Covenant for the Jewish people and continues into the New Covenant with Jesus. Of course, instead of Saturday, it gets moved to Sunday, the eighth day, or the day of the Lord's resurrection, the beginning of the week, the new recreation. And by coming and focusing on that and bringing ourselves fully to that sense of worship, we're able to give glory and praise to God and just be with the Lord. It's not something that we have to come and get something out of. I think sometimes we can have a kind of a utilitarian approach to how we come to Mass. We have to get something out of it. And of course we can. But sometimes just coming and being with the Lord, just being in that worship, just giving praise to God is all that's asked of us. And we should try and remember that when we come to Mass. So another question we need to ask ourselves then is, if worship is the primary place in our lives, if it plays such an important role, if it reorients ourselves to the Lord when we come every week, then we need to ask, how important is coming to Mass on Sunday for us? Do we place other things higher than that? Do we miss Mass when it's convenient or when we have other events that go on in our lives, like sporting events, or go on a trip, or maybe we were doing something late the night before? Whatever it is, do we still place the idea of me coming and being able to give proper glory and praise to God in worship as the center of our lives? Or do we just see Mass as just something I check off the list? Now, we have an obligation to come on Sundays. The church does ask us that. But it shouldn't just be something that we check off of our list. That we need to see the Mass, the Holy Mass, as something that's important, that should be primary, a center in our lives, to just give that proper glory and praise to God, to reorient ourselves every week, to be able to grow and have that radiate out in the rest, through the rest of our lives. It's just something to consider as we begin this new year, as we celebrate the Lord's Epiphany. Where is the Mass in my life, and how do I look at coming to Mass? And can I change my view to be able to see that it's something that not what I get out of it, but that I come and I give proper glory and praise to the Lord and follow the model of the Magi, just like they did with the Christ child. And then out of that, have that conversion experience to lead us away from the things of this world, to lead us away from sin and death, and have that conversion experience and lead us toward to follow Jesus more and more each day. So at this Mass, let's ask the Lord to help us with this. Let's ask the Lord to help us to give us that proper praise and worship of Him, and to be able to have that conversion of heart and see the Magi as our model for that proper worship.